The Renaissance Festival Podcast Show number 222, Arizona Renaissance Festival Special. Today's show is brought to you by Celtic Invasion Vacations. Are you ready for the adventure of a lifetime? Join Mark Gunn on a Celtic Invasion Vacation. You will enjoy a small, friendly group that is one-third the size of most tour groups. You will relax and savor the land like a local as you experience our motto, good food, good drink, and good company. Plus, you will enjoy lots of great Celtic music from Mark Gunn and others in local pubs. Smile, laugh, and sing along as you enjoy exotic sights around the world and make lots of new memories with Mark Gunn's Celtic Invasion Vacations. Join the invasion today at CelticInvasion.com.
Renaissance Festival Podcast, and here are your hosts, a member of the royal family, and has a crown to prove it, Matt Letter.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. My name is Matt Letter, and that was Tartanic with Alden Blue from their CD Universal. Well, hello and good evening to all of you. I am Matt Letter. It has been forever since I last was able to send out one of these, and that is because we have a very, very, very special show today. This show is all music and performers and crafters and artists and all sorts of people from the Arizona Renaissance Festival. That's right, we are heading down to the wonderful cactus-laden lands of Arizona. I was very fortunate enough to be able to visit there last March. And as you can tell, it takes a little bit of time before all of these different interviews and experiences get edited together into the podcast. And to speed things up, I'm training in a new podcast editor, and I'll be telling you more information about that in the future when we get everything solidified. But for now, please enjoy this very special Arizona Renaissance Festival visit. And I want to thank, before we get started, everyone down at Arizona Renaissance Festival for making me feel so welcome, and you're just great. You're all wonderful. So, let's get started. Hi, this is Matt with the Renaissance Festival Podcast, and I'm here with...
Morris!
You already knew what to do.
Yay! We're smart like that.
Yes. So I just saw an awesome Morris show. Can you tell me a little bit about what you do?
Yeah, well, we are Morris dancers, and that's a traditional English folk dancing done typically by, well, drunken farmers.
Yeah.
It's a really good time. We use axe handles and razor-sharp handkerchiefs.
And sometimes swords, because we like to stab people.
And Clovis, I said no stabbing people today.
No. It was an accident. I'm so...
And can you, for the extra Morris nerds out there, do you have any specific styles that you like to dance?
We do. Yes, we do. Morris, we like, we typically dance Field Town, Bampton, and a lot of border dancing, because it's easier to do when you've been drinking.
Every once in a while, we're throwing Ducklington.
Oh,
but,
yeah, Ducklington's,
you know,
fun.
Every once in a while.
Everyone likes a snatch caper.
Snatch caper.
Well, border dancing also works really well on the stage, because yes, you have a lot of the stompy bits.
Absolutely. Very loud, very showy kind of dancing. We can really play it up nicely.
Fantastic. So, what is it like being a Morris dancer at a Renaissance festival?
It is a lot of work. We're used to, in Morris dancing, going from pub to pub. But out here, we actually have to put on shows. Yeah. It's a bit different, but it's a good time, and we enjoy it. And introducing Morris dancing to a large audience who've never seen it before in their life.
Yeah, we do a lot of recruiting out here.
Absolutely.
Are you all pretty much local?
Most of us are local. We do have some guests. Like this week, we have the Pipe and Bowl Morrisman from San Francisco out visiting us.
Oh, wonderful.
And lots of guest dancers we bring in and out. It's a good time.
Excellent. So if you had some advice for people that wanted to start up Morris dancing,
don't.
You know.
Save your knees.
Well, number one is pick up an instrument, because that's always
absolutely,
help.
Especially if you injure yourself, you've got a backup plan.
Yes. You have Morris to have dance a, retirement plan.
It's yes, it's a musical instrument.
You have to be very fond of accordions.
Yes, you do. And yes, and banjos. There's a lot of banjos nowadays.
Whistles. Mandolins.
Yes. Seen a lot of banjos, particularly in American Morris dancing.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And where can people go to find you?
Well, if you are ever interested in learning some more about Morris dancing, you can always contact Fairhaven Morris. You can find us on Facebook, or always email us at fairhavenmorris@gmail.com.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Matt with the Renaissance Festival Podcast, and I am here today with...
Pat Landreth and from the Bungle Jungle.
Yeah, and these are some fantastic creations you have around here. Can you tell me about them?
Yeah, well, Suzanne Montano and myself make just one-of-a-kind creatures of all kinds and all descriptions and things that Mother Nature wouldn't do. We have no standards, so we'll do anything. And we're out here seeing if we can find a home for them.
They're fantastic. Can you kind of describe what they look like just a little bit?
Well, it's sort of like Dr. Seuss gone bad is the easiest way of saying it. They're silly looking, and some of them are a little bit on the scary edge, but they're almost everyone, even the scary ones, are kind of just silly looking. And I like that edge. And we do this, we've probably done over 30,000 different creatures in our lives.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they're really cool. What sorts of materials do you use to make these?
We use about 13 different materials in each of them. It's several kinds of plastics, several kinds of rubber, metal, plaster, clay. And it makes an alternative. We do them in layers, like paper mache. It's just none of the materials are the same. And it makes them tougher. You can hose them off to clean them. They're not exactly toys, but then again, they're not fragile. They can fall off a wall and not be hurt. And it's just an alternative to paper mache and doing one-of-a-kind things.
So you can put them outside and they'll survive the weather a little bit?
You can put them outside for short periods of time, like a month or something like that. But they're not meant to live outside forever. They also can get skin cancer after a couple of years.
Gotcha. Where can people go to see more of these and to find out more about you and potentially get some of them?
If you just look up bunglejungle.com, and that's bungled past tense, jungle.com. You can locate us on the internet, and we have a physical gallery in Salida, Colorado.
Oh, great. And do you do other festivals other than Arizona?
We do one art show in Austin. Austin's a crazy city, and they treat us very fine there. And then we do a Telluride Bluegrass Festival because we like to be up in the mountains. But mostly we're home in Salida, Colorado.
All right. Fantastic. Well, thank you for talking with me today.
My pleasure.
Hey, this is Matt at the Renaissance Festival Podcast with the Tortuga Twins.
Greetings.
Bonjour.
Hola.
Salutations.
How's it going?
Aloha.
Tikani.
Ratsuichi. Hello, welcome, and howdy. We are the Tortuga Twins.
Woohoo!
And poor Matt looks so nervous right now.
Nervous and sweaty.
And sweaty. Is it the men in tights? Is that what's doing it?
Welcome to the desert.
Yeah. My home fair is Minnesota.
It's a little different. It's a little different. You're getting out of here just the right time, but then again, you're getting out of Minnesota at just the right time.
Absolutely. So, you guys did an awesome show.
Thank you. We're Matt approved.
Yeah. Matt,
thank you for keeping the bar very low.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, and also, Matt, we want to thank all of our listeners, all of your listeners. We made it into the Hall of Fame this year.
I know.
That's awesome.
That is so cool.
You know what that means?
What?
No.
We're old.
Oh, yeah. Ancient and decrepit. Come here, little girl. Want to kiss daddy?
It's a lifetime achievement.
Or they give you just before you die.
Or that they say, okay, go away now.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no, and you were voted number one, like, body show. You were in the combat.
Next year, we want number one joust.
Number one joust?
Yeah, what's up with number one combat? I've seen our show. I know the schlock that we're swinging. We don't have the number. Come on, people.
What he means to say is we appreciate every single vote we get. Thank you.
That's right.
So can you tell me how you guys all started this thing up?
We were hanging out in this gay bar.
How many stories? How many stage groups can say that?
A lot more than you did.
Well, we honestly can't say. We used to do all of our rehearsals in strip clubs. It's really true.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah.
For me personally, I got tired of launching nuclear missiles on a submarine for the United States Navy, so I ran away and joined the Renaissance Festival. Nobody believes it.
It's fantastic.
It's really cool.
Awesome.
We all knew each other 27, 28 years ago.
Yeah, Tortuga Twins started. We just had our 27th birthday.
Yeah, so we've known each other for a really long time. I came on the on board later, like 2 or 3 years in after it, because I thought that they were the funniest guys I ever knew. I've changed my opinion now.
Now he thinks that he's the funniest guy that he's ever
known. Damn, skip it.
So, yeah, we started way, way back when. At first, we were doing the Bay Area Renaissance Festival in Largo, Florida. And D'Angelo was a mime. I was an elf. Both of us were non-speaking characters. That festival started managing the Sarasota Medieval Fair, and we wanted to be talking characters, and we looked a lot alike back then.
Yeah, not being able to talk was cutting into our ability to mac on girls.
That's right. That's
I remember
right.
We were teenagers, so it was all about the women then.
And the being the mime probably didn't help.
No,
either.
No.
Oh, but the mime hickeys. You could always tell when he was getting play because there were mime hickeys everywhere.
Some girl would walk out with white face smears on her face.
Nice.
Now, most of this information, not that we are suggesting you visit our website, TortugaTwins.com, but a lot of this information is available on our website,
TortugaTwins.com.
And we always encourage people to ask us questions and stuff there. What else would you like to know, Matt?
How would you describe your show to someone who's never seen it, never heard of you?
It's a poor choice. Don't go see it. Don't. There's so many better shows out there to see. Fine family entertainment. And then there's us.
Yeah. People are always like, you're always drinking. You guys are just hitting on people. Actually, the way I describe it is we're audacious. And that's what people like to see. We get away with things that you like, oh, no, they didn't.
Yeah.
And that's why people come to see it. Some of it involves us macking on people. But
it's audience participation improv comedy shows.
Storytelling, sword fighting,
some of it's scripted,
schlock.
Some of it's off the cuff.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah. People allow us to behave badly. for a living.
That's right.
And that's lovely.
Isn't that fantastic?
Isn't that great?
Good work if you can get it.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
And
absolutely.
We're wearing thongs.
Yeah. Oh, not yeah. me. Yeah. Somebody's commando. And look, Matt's blushing
Black
again.
Here's
that's
a
awesome.
Hint. It's the guy from the submarine.
There you go. Yeah.
He was in the military. Yeah. This is commando.
Oh,
dun, 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 dun. I got nothing. I got nothing.
So what other festivals do you guys do?
This year our circuit is Phoenix, Arizona, Atlanta, Georgia, a little bit of time off.
Bristol.
Kenosha, Wisconsin, and the Bristol Renaissance Fair.
Minnesota.
Minnesota. Mm. Charlotte, North Carolina. Ooh, Carolina. Mm. Mm. And then we do a two-week engagement just outside of New Orleans.
You guys keep really, really busy.
Yeah, we have about 3 weeks off this summer and about 8 weeks off in the winter.
It's almost like we have a job.
It's almost like it's a decent, loving, amazing supporting my family job. Oh my God, how have I gone wrong? I have a family.
So you guys have been doing this for 27 years. What's the thing that keeps you together, keeps you coming back every year?
The paycheck.
No. There you go.
It's the coolest job in the world, and I work with people that I love. And even when we're bickering, it's still bickering from love. It's great. We work with some great guys, and we have the best
there's
audience.
There's no way we could have stayed together as long as we have if we didn't love what we do
right.
and genuinely be able to put up with each other.
Now,
and we have the best audience in the world.
Oh, my God.
Hands down.
Every once in a while, it is a job. I mean, even a great job, there are days you get up and you're like, oh, I don't want to do this.
I don't want to be funny. But I don't want to put on those tights today.
We're living our retirement years right now, and we're getting paid to do it. We're seeing this country, the best times, places in the country, the best times to see it. We get to work with people who make noises like that. Dead Bob.
Stinking Dead Bob.
Dead Bob.
Hey, audience.
And that might be our cue.
All right, so before Dead Bob takes it away, where can people go to learn more about you?
TortugaTwins.com
and Facebook. Facebook.com/TortugaTwins.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, Matt.
We're from Sardinia, family Tortuga, three loving brothers.
Not
with each other. First there's D'Angelo. He thinks he's Romeo. Next there is Raphael. He sword fights very well. Next there is Scaramouche. Nothing rhymes with Scaramouche. That's all the brothers. There are no others. So come and see us. We're the
And that was the Sardinia song by the Tortuga Twins from Big Bad Wolf Show Live. And now here are some more interviews for you. Hi, this is Matt with the Renaissance Festival Podcast, and I'm here with...
Sharon Redd.
Nice to meet you. And can you tell me a little bit about the shop you have?
Yeah, I work at Ravensburg Chainmail. We make chainmail products, anything from jewelry to traditional armor and things like that. Also some nice ladies' lingerie.
Fantastic. And so could you kind of describe what they look like when they're finished?
The shirts are very similar to what they would have been back then. They're three-quarter sleeves, tunic-length shirts that are sword-proof, should that ever come up in conversation. The ladies' stuff is more halter tops and belts and things like that.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. And so you make the jewelry and things like that?
One ring at a time, yes.
That's really cool.
We open and close mostly stainless steel rings, put them together. They're very strong. It's good workout on the wrists.
Excellent, and I imagine that they're pretty sturdy as well.
Yes, very.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. So where can people go to find all of your stuff and find out more about you?
We do the Arizona Renaissance Festival as well as Scarborough, Minnesota, and Bristol.
Excellent. So, mm-hmm. What keeps you coming back every year?
I love this. Mostly the people. Some of the sales and pleasure and working weekends only is pretty awesome, too.
It's a ton of fun.
Yeah.
Thanks for talking with me. Hi, this is Matt with the Renaissance Festival Podcast, and I am here with...
Santiago Tinker.
And Rebecca Tinker of...
The Clan Tinker.
And how are you both doing today?
We're doing quite well, thank you.
Fantastic.
I just saw your show, and it was fantastic. It was a wonderful show. Can you tell me a little bit about what you do and what your act is like?
Sure. We're a family circus that includes magic, juggling, music, mayhem, sword swallowing, fire eating, and more.
And we are an actual family. We're all siblings that were raised together doing a circus act throughout the whole country and the world.
Wow, so how did that all start?
Well, we were really bored because we were homeschooled out in the country, and we just picked it up and picked up books, and whenever we'd run into somebody who knew something, we'd be like, show us how to do that, and just slowly developed that way.
Very cool. So how long have you been doing Clan Tinker specifically?
I have been performing for 15 years, and it's been my, or over 15 years, but it's been my only job that I've ever had.
Wow, that's fantastic. And so how did you develop some of the characters and the outfits and all the style that you have?
Generally, the characters are exaggerated characters of ourselves, like caricatures of ourselves. And they also fill in the roles of very classic commedia characters as well.
Yeah, the commedia dell'arte that came out of the Italian Renaissance. And we like to think of those characters because they're so primal to the stage. They're such strong characters to work with, so we like to think of them as well.
I totally agree. So you where are you from originally then?
We're from Santa Fe, New Mexico. That's where I was born and we were raised.
And for many years we did the Arizona Festival solely. This is
the only Renaissance Festival we did for a long time.
So it's not like literally our home show, but it kind of is in the sense that we really developed a lot of our act here in Arizona.
So what keeps you doing it every year after year?
I love the lifestyle of traveling and being with as a family, traveling together and, getting to see different parts of the world and different kinds of people. And I think and to make them happy, it's a really really wonderful way to live.
I agree with that, and it's something that has been done in time in immemorium, but it's sort of disappearing. You don't see it in our modern age very much at all. Just families together for one thing, and then traveling.
So if you had to compare circus life versus Rennie life,
it's very similar.
Yeah,
very similar. Yes.
Yeah, the circus people we know, they maybe travel just a little. They put their stakes in the ground that morning, and then they do their show and they sleep, and then early the next day they're gone. It's just go. And where we have sort of 2 month cycles,
we actually get to be in the place that we're at for a while and get this feeling of it and get to know the people in the area and not just blow through town.
And you get to rest a little bit too sometimes during the week.
Yeah, and soak up the culture and go out and here there's beautiful hiking. We're into the Superstition Mountains.
Last year, you were voted by the fans as the number one non-musical, non-comedy show on the stage.
Yes. Which is, we're really honored to you that people even thought of us for this award.
Yeah, no, it's really true.
A lot of times, groups will kind of shout out to their fans, oh, you should vote for us, come do this thing, and we very specifically don't do that. And to be considered number one in a category that we weren't even pushing for is really nice.
Yeah, it felt wonderful, truly.
Well, you guys are great and you totally deserve it.
Thank you.
So where can people go to find you at other festivals and find out more about you?
ClanTinker.com. That's Clan, ClanTinker.
And we're also on Facebook, both as a group and individuals. The rest of everybody's got a page.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
What other festivals are you going to be at?
This year we're going to be in Southern California for the first 4 weekends, and then the Bristol Renaissance Fair, which I know got featured a lot. I think it got the best Renaissance Festival award.
Yes, yes.
And also TRF, to the Texas Renaissance Festival.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hi, this is Matt with the Renaissance Festival Podcast, and I'm here today with
Sprout
and Corky.
Corky and Sprout.
That's right.
Sprout and Corky. We're the washing well winches. We'll do your laundry.
That's right. We're brand nude here at the Arizona.
New.
We're brand.
Brand new.
We're brand nude at the Arizona Renaissance
Festival. Yeah, sure. Something like that.
Yeah.
We're really excited to be here.
It's really exciting.
Really excited.
Man.
So excited.
Can you tell me a little bit about your show?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, Corky and I, we do the laundry here in Arizona Shire. We do the laundry at lots of shires.
It's true.
All over the country, all over the world, really.
Yep.
And, you know, we do the laundry and we bring people together.
It's true. It's all about laundry and love.
Laundry and love, but more specifically, love.
That's right.
And laundry. And beer. Oh, and beer.
And beer.
Guinness.
That's right.
Guinness, can you hear me?
I want to get a Guinness.
Drink it down into my... Anyway, laundry and beer and love.
That's right.
And those are interchangeable in the order.
That's right.
Okay.
So we're constantly looking for love, and we're constantly teaching people about what it is to be in love,
mm-hmm.
and how to find a man,
mm-hmm.
and how to treat a woman right.
Yeah, seriously.
Yes.
And again, all of those pronouns, woman, man, is that a pronoun?
That's true. I don't know.
It's interchangeable with beer.
It's true.
We're constantly teaching you how to find a beer, how to keep a beer, and how to drink a beer right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So... That's awesome.
He's laughing.
It's true.
So adorable. You guys can't see
it,
but he's
blushing. I think we made
blushing.
Him blush.
I know.
Gosh.
Man.
We're available.
Always.
And forever.
And my cousin and I, we share everything.
Everything.
Not creepy at all.
I know.
It's true.
Totally not terrifying.
Totally not terrifying. It's like a microcosm of my dating life.
It's true.
So can you tell me a little bit about your group and how you got together and how it started?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Sure.
It has started about 20 years ago. We've been doing various Renaissance festivals across the country for
mm-hmm.
a very long time now.
It was started by our mama wench, Daphne.
That's right.
And then she basically split herself through, mitosis,
yes.
I guess?
It's and science.
Because science.
That's right.
And now we have lots of wench cousins, all identical cousins.
That's right.
All over the country.
How many wench cousins do you think you have out there?
Ooh. Like over 20.
Yeah, 20-ish, plus or minus if some are preggers.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
Yeah.
That happens sometimes.
It does.
It's amazing. You know, a late wench is a worried wench.
Yeah, watch out, ladies.
It's true.
Seriously.
So if you had any advice for young wenchlings that wanted to become washing wenches when they grew up.
Oh, we call those wits. They're wenches in training.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. And we just say, you know what? Stand up for what you believe in and never apologize.
Never apologize,
that's
really.
Right.
You know, I mean, the most important thing about being a wench is that, you know, you love your laundry.
That's right.
We love our laundry.
And we love our people.
We do. We do.
That's the biggest thing, is to love our audiences.
So stay
always.
So stay in school, kids.
That's right. Forever.
That way you never have to pay back your student loans.
That's right. We're role models.
Thank you.
I had a question. It just... vanished.
We're so pretty that happens.
It's true.
People just
forget
thoughts.
Lost.
It's, yeah.
It's
amazing. Totally lost.
It's true.
So how do you deal with that? Do you have any suggestions for how you deal with, say, a man or a woman or a beer that is a little bit too strong? You know.
I think a lot of it, honestly, if we're going to get real for a second, is all in the energy that you give them. If there is a beer that's too strong,
that's right.
You just got to look that beer sternly in the face
that's
and be
right.
like, yo, cut it out. Or you can always cover its mouth and say, beers should be seen and not heard.
That's right.
Again, interchangeable. It can be used for men. It can even be used for women. The women should always be heard.
It's true.
Can you tell me a little bit about biscuits?
Biscuits.
So many biscuits. We love our biscuits.
We really do. Everyone's a biscuit. Some
That's
are
right.
tall biscuits. Some are short biscuits.
Some are ginger biscuits.
Some are tan biscuits.
Some are sassy biscuits.
Some are Irish biscuits.
That's right.
Some are Scottish biscuits.
Some are Irish biscuits. I don't even. Anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been drinking.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
No biscuits. Well, we love biscuits.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's true. It's our love. It's our love term for everyone who comes to see us.
Yeah.
Where would people go if they wanted to see you next or learn more about you?
Ooh.
Well, you can find us on Facebook at Washing Well Wenches.
Facebook.com/washingwellwenches.
That's right. And that's a great way to get in touch with us. Our website is also available
mm-hmm.
at washingwellwenches.com.
But it hasn't been updated since GeoCities was
it's
a thing.
It's true, yes.
So watch out, people. I would suggest the Facebook page.
It's true. Go to the Facebook page.
Yeah, yeah. Also, we are at Shires all over. Let's see. Next, I think immediately
after. We're
going to
be at Southern. at Southern California.
We're going to be at Corona.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
I think we're in Miami.
We're at Tuxedo in Sterling Forest.
That's
right.
We're
at King Richard's Fair.
That's right.
In Massachusetts, just south of Boston.
We're going to be at the Oregon Renaissance Festival in Hillsboro.
Mm-hmm. I think we're at Northern California.
I think that is
I'm
also
not quite
true.
Sure. But yeah, we'll definitely like post updates and stuff like
Absolutely.
That on our Facebook page.
And I'm pretty sure we're at Minnesota as well.
I think we are at Minnesota.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you have been in the past, which
yes.
has been great.
It
can get a little chilly with the washing.
It's
but, yeah.
true.
It can.
And there's a lot of cousins out there, so sometimes we are always, you know, learning who's going to be where.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're basically interchangeable.
That's right.
So are there any questions that I haven't asked that you'd like me to ask?
You can ask if we're available.
Are you available?
Always.
Yes.
Well,
it's a shocker, we know.
Oh my gosh. You have something with the eyes that is just kind of like really intense.
I know, we have a face for radio.
It's true.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me today.
You're
Absolutely.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And that was Mana Vu by Nightfire from Anatidae Phobia. And now, some news.
Now it's time to head down to the dungeon for the Renaissance Festival podcast news with Tony Autumn.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival podcast news. We're back, and I've got two news stories for you today. Jesse Linder has told us that Three Pints Gone is going to have a new CD coming out in May. So we hope to get a copy of that to play on the show, but take a look and keep an eye out for that coming out in May. Jesse has also informed us that he has a solo CD coming out as well, and it should actually be out right now. Also, Barely Balanced sent me their brand new book called Barely Balanced and the Festival of Nightmares. This is a very fun and funny book about the Barely Balanced team. It's like the Renaissance Festival meets Halloween. Can't get any better than combining two of a lot of people's favorite things, especially mine. It kind of looks like a graphic novel at first, and then you read it, and it's got drawings and text all the way through, and it's a fun, fast story that is really fun and funny. I highly recommend it. It's called Barely Balanced and the Festival of Nightmares. You can find the book out at their website, barelybalanced.com. Or I'm sure you can pick up a copy at any of their live performances. So that's it for the news this week. If you have any news, you can always email it to us at music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com. Or you can post it on our Facebook page at Renaissance Festival Music. Or you can give the castle a call at 478-CASTLES. That's 478-227-8537. And now back to somewhere else in the castle.
Thank you, Tony. And also some late-breaking news. The Renaissance Festival Awards are now open. That's right, the awards that you have been waiting for the entire year are now open for your voting. So if you have a favorite group or person or vendor that you want to see recognized for their amazing contributions to Renaissance festivals, head over to our website and cast your vote and encourage your friends to do the same. And now back to Arizona.
Hi, this is Matt with the Renaissance Festival Podcast, and I'm here today with...
This is Matt from the One and Bro Show. I'm not with the podcast. I'm on it, but I'm not with it.
This is AJ with the London Broil.
And this is Louie with the London Broil Show.
Podcast.
Podcast. .com. Not part of this podcast.
Show.com.
We have a separate podcast.
Show.com.
We babble. What do you got? Hey, how's it going, man?
Hey, Matt.
I'm doing great today. How are you guys doing?
Good, Matt. Thanks for coming up to our nook.
Yeah, I'm glad to be hanging out in this nook. It's a very cozy nook.
Right? It's one of the best places at the Arizona Renaissance Festival to people watch and hang out between shows. It really is.
It's a real sniper's nest up here.
It's perfect. Nice breeze and shade and everything.
Yeah. Sometimes there's a family of birds that lives right up in that wall, and they come out and fly around and bring french fries back to us.
Oh,
yeah,
pretty awesome.
And one day a prince will come and marry us up and take us out of this nook and show us the world.
You have to grow your hair a little bit longer than
that,
I think.
That's my job.
Yeah, you got that covered.
Out.
Nice. So can you guys tell me a little bit about who the London Broil are, how you got started, what you do?
Well, it's me and AJ and Louie. That's who it are.
And we're called the London Broil.
Yeah.
Juggling show. Real-life juggling show.
Real-life juggling.
So you do juggling?
We do mostly juggling, yeah.
And
then
mostly
comedy.
Mostly exclusively juggling.
It's pretty much impressive team juggling, pretty much all juggling.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people throw whips in, or maybe some like balloon animals, or like some clown shoes.
Play-Doh sculpture. But we're pure jugglers.
We're pure juggling.
I wasn't, but I was converted.
Yeah, he was the Play-Doh sculpture.
I was the Play-Doh sculptist.
Yeah, so it's me and Louie, and we had a third partner, Duncan, who is just retired this last year. The three of us all went to high school in Maryland together, and were active at the Maryland Renaissance Festival, and then took it on the road 15 years ago and have been touring around. We met AJ our first year on the road in 99, and then so when Duncan wanted to retire, he was just the perfect guy to slide right in.
Yeah. 15 years ago, 99 in Minnesota Fair, where AJ was working some as a youth under the table,
and we
taught him how to juggle, and he's been juggling ever since, and then he became an incredible juggler, has come back to mentor us, and then slid into the show magically.
Yeah, it's like if Daniel-san taught Mr. Miyagi how to be a kick-ass karate guy. It's like the reverse dynamic.
Yeah,
that is exactly how AJ fits into this picture.
A little bit. He's the Miyagi. He's the young Miyagi. We're the old Daniel.
Yeah, it's like, go clean my car. I'm a senior citizen.
Give me an easier task that's within my capabilities.
Read me this book.
A little carpally.
Oh, got it.
So you guys obviously have a lot of humor in your show. You're very fun to hang out with. Can you tell me a little bit about, you know, what your style for humor is, because it seems like it's not exactly like
we have what we like to call an improv blabbermouth style. Yeah, there's
a little bit.
When we write our show, we definitely have some load-bearing lines that need to get hit, and then we just leave as much stuff open as we can for wiggle or for something to come up or for a joke to get played through the show. Yeah, it's really.
And any open space that just might have been like a microsecond of open space ends up being filled right before the next person starts to talk. And it's not like I know how to stop talking. Right,
and it's me who goes to the next phrase. So we each like pass. It's almost like we juggle the conversation around between us, trying to find a funny joke in like an improv moment.
And sometimes we drop and don't find a funny joke, and then we just live with the consequences. Because it's better than. We found early on that we're bad actors. And if we have to be like, I'm mad at you, so now we have to fight, we're going to just... pour that
not
out
our style.
The
not our style. But we do write a script that is kind of like we write words, we write a script, but then it's our job during the day when we perform it to play with it and open it up and do new things. And
all
mess
those words
with
are
it.
Very loosely translated or interpreted.
Yes. Yeah.
Like one of the best compliments we get is when people are like, I didn't know what was scripted and what was improv, and that's what we try to hit all the time.
Yeah,
that's awesome. So you guys have been juggling for almost 20 years.
That's about right. Yeah.
So how? What brings you back every year? Why do you do it so much?
It's a really fun job.
Fun job.
It's really like if you can get away with being paid to juggle, you should do that. It's great. It's fun. We get to goof around. Yeah, it's a really just really satisfying job.
Yeah, over and over we get to be doing what we love. We get to interact with people like little kids. I love talking to little kids all day and then being amazed by what we do. And then us being like, hey, you can go do it too. Just pick up juggling, start juggling. It's really cool to pass on.
And we've all done had other jobs, other real people jobs in the world, and this is definitely preferable.
Yeah, we like our jobs.
So much more fun, right?
Yeah.
What even do you do during the week?
You do laundry mostly.
File papers.
Yeah.
Laundry, file papers. We make BLTs as a group.
Yeah, we have like a fake cubicle office we've set up that we have to work in 3 days a week just to keep us happy about the other 2 days a week that we juggle.
Yeah. And we each take turn being a boss, the copier guy, and the computer touchy guy.
Yeah, like, we don't really know what people do in jobs.
No, but there's a guy who touches a computer, and the boss who tells him to do that.
Right.
And the guy who changes the toner when the printer runs out of ink.
Right. We don't actually copy anything, so we just have two empty cartridges of toner that we just switch in and out, and that's that guy's job for the day.
Yeah. But we stay busy.
Busy. Gotta stay active.
That's awesome.
Thanks, Matt.
I like that. Lots of fluorescent lighting and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
We run an office cubicle. Yeah. Like an office trailer and put cubicles in it.
If you hit it'll develop that hum faster. If you hit the light.
Yeah. That nice flickering hum.
Oh, yeah, around 11 in the morning, we pipe in cafeteria smells. And it's really good.
That's one of my favorite questions to ask people because I get everything from like Netflix to hiking and laundry and stuff.
Just all the normal things of life, but we have a little more time to do them in, which is nice. So everything's not pressured. We're not running around every day, just running around, like trying to get things done. We have time to relax and enjoy juggling or go on an adventure or plan things out or work
on
the show.
There's not enough time in the week to do all the things that you want to do.
Right.
Like, for example, clip your nose hairs.
Yeah.
No, you rip them out quickly during an interview and hope nobody brings them up.
No. Or, get your haircuts.
Yeah.
Or, oof. Man, beautiful. Look at his eyes water, ladies and gentlemen. Please notice the eyes watering.
That's why it's an audio show.
Audio podcast.
Just imagine the watering of the eyes. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
This job does take a lot of work, though. You do stay busy. It's not just the weekend work. You do have things to do. You have contracts, websites, merchandise ordering, getting all this little accessories for the weekends. Like, you stay busy. I got to buy carrots at least once a week.
There's a ton of stuff to do just to maintain this as a business is important, and we do 80 to 90% of those things regularly.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So, speaking of keeping busy and running around, what other festivals are you going to be at this year?
This year we're going to be at the Colorado Festival for the last 5 weeks there in July. Then we're going to Pennsylvania for a couple of weeks. Then we're going to Maryland for a couple of weeks. Then we're going back to Pennsylvania for a couple of weeks. And then down to North Carolina and possibly to Louisiana after that.
Yeah, and then we might be doing a couple weekends at the Virginia Fair.
Which we've never been to. I'm excited.
It's a beautiful fair.
Small and charming.
Small and charming. Mm-hmm. Perfect little place to hang out. It's really cool.
VA?
VA!
So we're getting busy, Matt. We're getting busy.
Getting busy.
And you also mentioned websites. You guys have a website that we can...
We do, thelondonborroughshow.com. And then you can be on our Facebook, all that stuff on there, too. It's first name London, last name Broil, because we did it wrong.
Yeah. Or if you go to /thelondonborroughshow.
It's really, you can find stuff on the internet.
I'm pretty sure if you're listening to this, you know how to click around.
Unless you're very new to Facebook or the internet, I'm pretty sure you can find us.
But you do have to type thelondonbroilshow.com because if you just do londonbroilshow.com, you get cooking stuff.
Yeah, you don't need that.
Unless you like juggling cooking stuff.
We've always thought about that. Like, we have that name. We should be really juggling steaks and cooking steaks the whole show.
Honestly, I tried that, and just the hot grease flying around is unpredictable.
There's a lot of things that go wrong with that idea. A
lot of things, you're right.
That's right. And you end up wasting food and feeling bad for starving kids. Don't do it.
What type of juggling implements do you use?
We pretty much...
I'll tell you. PX3s. PX3 is our number one juggling club. It's got a soft handle inside. No wood. It's like a plastic dowel instead of a wooden dowel.
There's a little bit of flex when it hits your hand. It doesn't hurt your thumb. Little hits don't hurt as much. Yeah, we finally, after years of watching all the greatest jugglers in the world use these, have grudgingly switched over and now like them a lot.
Yes.
But we were really sticking to our heavy, clunky, hand-hurdy club guns for a while.
Yeah, American Classics. Huge, big one-piece plastic clubs that would shatter in your hands on cold days.
They wouldn't shatter in your hands.
Well, that's just... I'm making it dramatic for the radio.
I know, but...
Crack!
But yeah, but back when we did the Minnesota show, we had those big one-piece white plastic clubs. Those things are monsters. I can't believe people use those anymore.
Yeah, in certain shows, though, you get an indoor show where it's almost Soleil with a little bit of slow juggling. Maybe. They look really graceful and big. They look good.
So 1% of the time you use
1% of the time, yeah. PX3s. Also, we get 3 cents every time we say PX3.
PX3s are the best.
PX3s are the best.
We don't really get any money for that.
If I say PX3, do I get money?
You get 3 cents.
Sure.
Yeah. Enjoy, Matt. Enjoy.
We don't pay out, though. Somebody else will mail you a check.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. And as far as, I forget what the flute's called. What do you use for your fire stuff?
Oh, Coleman White Gas Fuel. The standard.
Yeah, everybody uses a different something. Some people are using gasoline, straight gasoline now.
Yeah, Dexter uses gasoline.
Yeah, really? Some people use the candle oil.
He likes the
oil.
Smoke. He likes the black cloud of smoke.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Coleman White Gas, very clean burning, very nice.
Awesome.
Yeah. If you want a longer burn, you might want to just put a little bit of the paraffin oil in.
Yep.
Pre-dip. Then you dip it in the Coleman, and it really makes it last a little bit longer. It does get a bit smoky towards the end of your burn, but it does last maybe a third longer at least.
Well, the smoke will at least let you know when you're almost out, right?
Then? Yeah, you don't want to... Kids, when juggling torches, you don't want to let your torches burn all the way down or out on their own because it's bad for the wicks for the last 30 seconds of that.
That's true.
Well, there
you'll
go.
Wear them out.
Wear them right out.
Keep your wicks new.
And that rhythm you're hearing is our heartbeat.
Yeah.
By the way, we're just all very nervous and excited today.
When we get to the right state of nervousness, our heartbeats form a
syncopated rhythm.
Amateur syncopated rhythm.
Yeah.
That we all can
pretty
rock
solid.
Out.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, guys, for talking with us.
Yeah, our pleasure.
Yeah, Matt. Thank you.
Hi, this is Matt with the Renfest Podcast, and I'm here today with.
This is Three Guys and a Bunch of Drums. I'm Babalu.
Mongu.
Papa.
And you guys had a great show just now.
Thanks, man.
Can you tell me a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Well, we do a kind of vaudevillian drum show, and we like to drum really loud and make the crowd laugh. We've been doing this for 15 years now.
Really?
15 is our 15th year.
Wow.
And just love to have a good time and drum and have fun with the audience.
Can you tell me about the process of how you guys came to be? I mean, over 15 years, you probably started out something different.
Well, yeah, I Babalu, have been at the Renaissance Festival. I started out playing timpani for the Joust 26 years ago when we first opened the Arizona Renaissance Festival.
Oh, nice.
And then we had some other drummers come in, and Popoff came in. When did you come in?
16 years ago.
Yeah. And then 15 years ago, we decided to form a drum group. Because we would play with some belly dancers now and then and play with some gypsy groups, and we decided to form a drum group. And we had a few drummers before that. And then how long have you been here, Mongo?
This is my third year with Three Guys.
Third year, yeah.
Absolutely.
So, and we just signed another contract. So we're going to be here for 4 more years at least, or at least until our hands can handle it.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
As long as you can keep paying for the drumsticks, right?
That's it, man. Absolutely. And the drum heads. Yeah,
drum heads.
Quite
a
few.
Oh, yeah, I bet. So, where are you local, or you do other festivals throughout the year?
Yeah, we're local Arizonans. I'm a high school teacher.
Fantastic.
Pop off.
Computer programmer.
Yes.
I'm also
right
a music
on.
Teacher as well. So,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, this is the only show we've done. We've gone up. We've traveled, done Colorado a little bit. We also do a little festival up in Pine Top, Arizona, in July. Gets us out of the heat in Phoenix, and we go up and have some fun. I think it's July 10th, 11th, and 12th up there in Pine Top. So yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So as teachers, is it a little weird if like the students kind of show up to the thing, or they just love it?
Not at all. We love it.
We usually laugh a lot.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, and they usually try to bribe us with pictures the next day. You know, we have pictures of you doing this, but I'm fine with it. It's a blast.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Where can people go to learn more about you?
We're at threeguys.com. And you can also, we have a Facebook page, Three Guys and a Bunch of Drums. And I think that's about it right now. We have 4 CDs available with lots of different things, and you can check that out at threeguys.com.
Fantastic.
And that's the word three, not the letter, or the number three, but the word three spelled out.
Gotcha. Yeah. Thanks a lot for anything that I didn't ask that you want me to ask. You can feed me questions. No?
No.
All right. Ask why we're all so buff.
Why are you guys all so buff?
We work out a lot.
Yeah. It's the over 1,000 years of collective drumming that we have between us that gives
the
us that
supply and demand
strength.
Of the women that are watching our show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we are a big fan of the ladies. Yes. The ladies like to come to our show.
Awesome. Thanks so much for talking with me.
Thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
Hi, this is Matt with the Renaissance Festival Podcast, and I'm here today with...
Gypsy Jeff, also known as Jeff Marsh.
How are you doing today, Jeff?
I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
It's a long Renaissance fair, and I'm just going to go next week to a new one.
Oh, yeah? Where are you going next week?
Southern California Renaissance Fair.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So can you tell me about your show, what you do?
Yeah, I do a family kind of clean circus show with hat juggling, plate spinning, and I kind of let the kids be the star of the show.
Yeah, that's really cool. How'd you develop that?
It's kind of funny. I originally designed a show kind of like storytelling where people would read cue cards. And I did this out in the streets of San Francisco, and I didn't necessarily know it would work, and it didn't, obviously. It's something I just kind of wanted to adapt into my show for years later. I just watched entertainers and learned from people in the streets. And then when I found Renaissance Fairs, I was able to actually do my show over and over and over again, and I was actually able to get good at what I did. And we had these fun memories that we're actually able to replicate, which is kind of cool.
What's it like working with kids as volunteers?
It's like working with animals.
They help out if they want to.
They help out if they want to. Sometimes they bail. Sometimes they cry. But sometimes it's, I think all of those are windows of opportunity for entertainment.
Oh, yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, sometimes they just won't be quiet, and other times they got nothing to say, and it just provokes so much emotion. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, obviously, you're doing something right. The fans last year voted you one of the top five for best children's shows.
Yeah, and I thought that was cool. I didn't think anyone would actually vote because I didn't tell anybody to. So that was kind of cool.
Well, you're doing well then.
Yeah.
Where can people go to find you throughout the year? Where, what other festivals are you traveling to?
I'm going to be this year at the Southern California Fair, the New York Tuxedo Fair, Bristol Renaissance Fair, North Carolina Renaissance Fair, Arizona Renaissance Fair, and I'll be spending some of my summer in Milwaukee doing family festivals and
sounds like fun. And where can people go to learn more about you?
You can go to gypsygeoff.com. It's GypsyGeoff.com. This is my last year performing as Gypsy Jeff, and I'm going to be going by Jeff Marsh next year, my real name.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. And are there any questions that I didn't ask that you want me to?
I could tell you how I got into it, really.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I wasn't always a Renaissance entertainer.
So how did you get into the Renaissance festivals?
When I first was street performing around the country, I was living in Wisconsin, and I found that there was a festival going on at the Chicago-Illinois border. When I first started performing, I was traveling around the country, and I ended up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I learned there was a Renaissance fair at the Wisconsin-Illinois border. And I went to audition, and I went to this hippy-dippy costume shop, and I got this terrible costume that didn't even resemble a Renaissance costume. And I went into the audition, and they actually sat me down and asked me how I got to Milwaukee. And I recently was street performing in San Francisco. I dropped out of college because I was making more money juggling in the streets of San Francisco. And I made enough money to buy a school bus. I converted it to run on vegetable oil. And when I got to San Diego to show my parents, to tell them I was on the road, going to be doing a one-man show, they were actually kind of proud of me. I didn't expect them to be. About 10 hours into the tour, the bus flipped 2.5 times, and I was stranded outside in Vegas. And I got to meet Teller from Penn & Teller, and I got to meet these amazing entertainers at the World Juggling Convention. I thought, this is interesting. Every day going back, seeing my girlfriend in the hospital, who broke her L1 vertebrae. And I'm sitting there telling the story to the entertainment director. He goes, wow, it's such an amazing story. You've got the job. He says, what do you want to do? I said, well, I want to do a juggling magic show, and hopefully I want to be on stage. He goes, oh, well, let me see you juggle first before I actually hire you. So he gave me a couple pointers, and, you know, next day I was on a stage, and little did I know there's not many people actually going out there working on stages, because so many people who work these stages have been doing it for over 20 years. And no one's willing to give up their stage slot. So it took me years in the Arizona Renaissance Fair to work in the streets and work my way up. It took me 6 years to actually be in one location, but now I have 4 shows a day in one stage. It's actually really great.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
That's an awesome story.
Yeah.
We've done this for 11 years. So what's bringing you back every year?
Well, I've been doing Renaissance Fairs for about 7 years. I've been an entertainer for 11 years. But yeah, about 11 years total, but 6 years working Renaissance Fair, probably seven now. Probably the thing that brings me back the most would be, I tell you, there are so many great things to it. And there are so many things that are really hard about it. Not everybody can live in the desert or in the middle outskirts of nowhere, you know, 45 minutes from any kind of civilization. You know, be able to, like, survive in the elements, like, because we don't go camping. You know, sometimes we go out and do canoe trips, which is fun. I would say, like, all the fun things we get to do during the week, because we get 5 days off. And we get to enjoy, like, so much fun atmosphere in every single place. We never get tired of anywhere. And cities are so welcoming to us, and our community is overwhelmingly. Like, when I had my accident, you know, my tore the tendon in my kneecap, I had the entire community come visit me on like a rain day. It was amazing. It was the only weekend I took off. The next weekend I went off and went to back work again. But it was like I got to see who like, really my real friends are, and they just outpour of community support. I really felt like I belonged here. And I think that there's a place for performers and weird people, and people who just want to express their art and express themselves, and this is a place they can be accepted for it. So all we need is this, you know, confirmation, and that's what we're all looking for. Can't judge any other act. I'm looking for the same thing they're looking for. And it's just to prove that we're doing something good and people enjoy it.
Awesome. Thanks so much for talking with me today. And that was Trapped by Cast in Bronze from The Voyage. And now back to Arizona once again for some more interviews.
Hi, this is Matt with the Renaissance Festival Podcast, and I'm here today with...
Don Juan from the Don Juan and Miguel Show.
And how are you today, Don Juan?
Fantastic. What a glorious day, man.
I know. Can you tell people who don't know about your show kind of what you do and who you are?
We are a duo called Don Juan and Miguel. We do sword fighting, comedy, adventure, romance. We romance ladies with all kinds of things. We've been working... together as partners for 37 years.
37 years.
I know, older than you are. As old as you are.
Not twice as old.
I know. Yeah, 35 years together and about 37. He worked 2 years or so by himself, and I worked like 2 years by myself.
Has the show made a lot of changes over the years?
Oh, yeah, it evolves constantly. It evolves from weekend to weekend. Even though it's the same structure and the same basic show, the audience, every audience is different, so they all make it different. It's like theater, so it's constantly changing and evolving.
What's the secret to having such a successful long run?
We don't have any other marketable skills or abilities. So basically, this is all we can do.
Do it or fail.
Do it or fail. No. I think a lot of it is that we truly enjoy it. It is, you know, like the one of the things that makes it, I think a lot of people that want to, they hang here for a little while and move on, is they want to do something else and something different. I truly love this. I love the environment. I love the people. And we're a big family, so it's great. We do 5 festivals a year. Which covers about 10 months of work out of the year. We take 2 months off and vacation and do whatever, hang with family or whatever. So it's perfect life, in my opinion.
What's the secret to making such a successful show?
Well, I think a lot of it is, made, like I said, you know, just enjoying what you do and having skill. I guess, you know, you need the proper skill, obviously. You're a juggler. You have to learn how to juggle. And loving people and loving being around people. Because if you're an entertainer, if you don't love people, you're going to be miserable. Because yeah. All day long, every weekend, I mean, we're surrounded by thousands of people, which is great.
Yeah. Well, you're certainly doing something right, because you're on the Renaissance Hall of Fame right now.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
That's our site.
They haven't asked me for like a jacket or shoes or boots or nothing. I mean,
no.
I figure like. Hall of Fames, usually they want some memorabilia from the shows that I have been, inducted into it. And so far, I'm saving my old stuff just so I can put it in the Hall of Fame. Or is it a virtual Hall of Fame?
It is a virtual Hall of Fame, but we should probably add some stuff.
Yeah,
then.
Man. Let's build a big building and, you know, just put stuff. Or how about a tour in Hall of Fame, where you have things from all the Hall of Fame acts, and it tours and attend from festival to festival, like
weekend.
And come and see who is in the Hall of Fame, and then have like something from everybody, and maybe some shows and some people signing things.
Yeah.
You know,
these are Don Juan's boots.
Make it real, you know.
Yeah,
and
I like
maybe
that.
Do some stuff for a charity or something. I don't know.
Absolutely,
it could be great fun. That's what I'm saying.
That's fantastic.
I'm looking for a career after the shows.
If you want to take a tent of holy relics around.
Holy relics from the old timers.
Yeah.
That would be me.
Uh-huh. Well, what other shows can people find you at throughout the year?
We are here, obviously, today's the last day at the Arizona Show. We open next Saturday at Scarborough Fair, which will be our 30th season of performing at the festival, consecutive 30th season. 26th here, 30th there, and after that we'll be in upstate New York at the Sterling Renaissance Festival, which I believe will be our 27th year of performing there. And after that we'll be at the Pennsylvania Renaissance Festival, which will be there, I think, our 12th season. And after that, the Carolina Renaissance Festival, which will be there our 21st season of performing at that festival.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So it's been great, a great run and a great life, and, you know, no complaints.
And where can people go to learn more about you?
You don't need the W's anymore, is it? DonJuanAndMiguel.com.
There you go. Yeah. That works.
Thank you, man. Invite the people to come out and watch the shows wherever they are. Support the Renaissance Festival near you.
All right. Thank you so much for talking with me today.
My pleasure, man. Enjoy.
This is Xander the Amazing, also known as Dashingly Good-Looking, Charming, and Personable, and you're listening to Renaissance Festival Podcast.
Old River Thames are the rods and the reels of the old fishermen. Somewhat to the surprise of some, along the same shore sits an old fisher nun. She baits her hook.
She baits her hook.
She throws her line.
She throws her line.
She cleans her catch.
She cleans her catch.
And she drinks at the pub until it's closing time. Come to get away from the rectory,
the genuflect and the rosary.
Though it might seem strange for a nun to do,
is it really any stranger for me than you?
She baits her hook.
She baits her hook.
She throws her line.
She throws her line.
She cleans her catch.
She cleans her catch.
And she drinks at the pub until it's closing time. Saturday she'll arise at dawn,
pick up her bucket, put her wellies on, stop at the shop for maggots and worms,
put them in her habit just to keep them warm. She baits her hook.
Ew.
She throws her line.
She throws her line.
She cleans her catch.
She cleans her catch.
And she drinks at the pub until it's closing time. Men along the bank are a fair-minded sort, and well understand the need for sport. So into the fraternity of fishermen, they make a little room for old St. Anne. and she baits her hook.
She baits her hook.
She throws her line.
Throws it right out there.
She cleans her catch.
Then she cleans it up.
And she drinks at the pub until it's closing time. She baits her hook.
She baits her hook.
She throws her line.
She throws her line.
She cleans her catch.
Then she cleans her catch.
And she drinks at the pub until it's closing time.
And that was St. Anne's Reel by Hey Nunny Nunny from Cruisin'. So I want to thank everyone at Arizona once again, everybody that I talked to out there, everybody who is so helpful in making my experience so wonderful. That's because we are looking for a new audio editor. That's right, if you are a person who is interested in helping out with the podcast, you know a little bit about editing audio, send us a message, send us a sample of your work, and we'd be glad to take a listen and see if you're a right fit for us. And hopefully that'll get us a little bit more back on schedule, back up to about 2 podcasts a month is our goal. So hopefully we'll be able to get a new person in here soon for that. In the meantime, thank you for listening. I hope you had a wonderful time. And make sure to head out and vote in the RenFest Awards and encourage all of your friends to do the same. We already have over 300 people who have voted since they first opened just a few days ago. So, get out there and cast your vote, and thank you for listening. Talk to you next time.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
The Renaissance Festival podcast was produced by Matt Letter, Tony Artem, and Mark Gunn. If you enjoyed the music you heard today, visit our show notes at renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Show your support, tell your friends about the great music you found, and we will see you at the fair. Sláinte.